We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. It is a Saturday night that will be full of huge opinions from March Madness in full effect. You just heard McCarthy during the update. To follow up on what I brought up last Saturday night, and we spent a long time on it, and I told everybody that this coronavirus would become more of a topic in sports than anything else in this country. And guess what? A week later, what's going on? Check your headlines. LeBron James at CBSSports.com won't play in front of no fans. Reportedly, the NBA has circulated a memo telling NBA teams to be prepared to play with no spectators. And I think the headline read, quote, at CBSSports.com, I ain't playing in empty arenas if the NBA decides to ban fans amid the coronavirus concerns. And you have Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore for our listeners. There in Maryland, D3 NCAA sanctioned basketball tournament qualifiers. You win, you advance. They did it without any spectators. You have worldwide events being canceled, music festivals, South by Southwest. I used to live in Austin, Texas. Watch that event grow into one of the biggest in the country. Music Festival of Miami canceled. There's something missing here, though. And I will get into it during this show. Because I wonder why sports, for the most part, and I mentioned a couple of music festivals, why entertainment is the focus here. I'm talking in America. I'm not discussing what's going on in any other country. Because my question is, okay, if you're Johns Hopkins University and you're going to allow no spectators in for an NCAA D3 opening weekend basketball tournament games, and why isn't your university shut down? Students in numerous classes. I don't know how big the classes are at Johns Hopkins, but hallways full of students, large mass gatherings. Why is this all on sports right now? Why aren't schools being shut down in America? If sports are going to play with no spectators, the biggest incubation of any sickness in America is in schools or the workplace. So why aren't businesses shutting down? I know some businesses aren't traveling to things and they're trying to limit travel to infected areas. But I don't get the Johns Hopkins thing. When I brought it up on my statewide show in Michigan on Friday, and I thought about it today, and I'm like, wait a minute. Well, why isn't the university shut down? Well, why is it sports? Because I sense and I get mass gatherings and 20,000 people if the Lakers are playing the Bucks. I understand that. But we're not talking about every state or city under duress because of this. It's anticipating. It's the overabundance of caution, and rightfully so, to a point that we discussed last week with great conversation with the audience. But where am I hearing that factories are shutting down or schools are shutting down? In America, I know in Japan, they close schools. I think last week we talked about it for a month. You know, the NBA's talking about empty arenas. Johns Hopkins University D3 tournament banned spectators, but the school's open. Okay? If it's this pandemic in the Baltimore area, why aren't all Baltimore schools closed? Everything. Mass gatherings. If you're not going to let people in for a D3 tournament. I'll preface everything with, I'm a father, and yes, I'm concerned about any time my children are sick or anything that's out there that could make them sick. NCAA, another story I read. They're looking at eliminating some sites for March Madness. We're talking about the tournament that starts, a week from, well, you got the Dayton first four in. Officially opens up a week from Thursday. They're looking at the NCAA men's and women's tournaments, and they've put together a health panel to oversee things. And I think that health panel, I believe they looked at this Johns Hopkins thing and they're trying it to see how it went. It's a D3 school. There's no massive media coverage. And it's almost like a lab test, if I can use that medical term. But if your university is so concerned about transmitting the coronavirus, then why isn't the school shut down for 5 days, a week? An extra spring break for the kids. When I say kids, they're young adults. Why is sports front and center and music? And like I mentioned, South by Southwest in Austin. What is the overabundance of caution? What is politically motivated? What is creating fear? I love LeBron. We play games without the fans? Nah, that's impossible. James told reporters, I ain't playing. If I ain't got the fans in the crowd, then that's who I play for. I play for my teammates and I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and there ain't no fans in there, I ain't playing. They can do what they want to do. From last Saturday, we had great back and forth conversation. And when I look at Johns Hopkins University and there's a sign, NCAA men's basketball tournament, no spectators in red ink. Yeshiva University defeated Worcester Poly in a D3 men's basketball game on Friday. Now, I read a story that a hotel in Baltimore canceled the reservations for Yeshiva University because they have somebody infected, connected to that school with the coronavirus. So everybody, the overabundance of caution was a key word last week. I get that. And we've talked about the flu and 12 to 61,000 people will die in America. Nobody's canceled. You know, schools will cancel because of the flu. School districts will shut down for a week, if not longer, because of flu. So I'm trying to figure out, as we navigate this coronavirus in America, okay, I'm not talking about the 80,000 plus infected in China, the epicenter where this started, or places like South Korea with over 7,100, or the growth in Italy. Now, Italy, last week we talked about their Serie A league, which is Juventus, AC Milan, some of the best soccer in the world. They didn't have spectators they're going to play. There's that fine line, because what you're getting here, and I even read the Big Ten Network for the Big Ten men's basketball tournament in Indy, say that fast 10 times, they're not sending their remote crew. You know, the remote crews who come in and they do the pre and halftime and in between games, they're going to originate that from their Chicago area studios. So there's the fear there because you're in an arena in Indy. And I kind of say, okay, you're not sending them, and the reason is why. You know, you're asking yourself, there's one reported case of the coronavirus in Indiana. So the Big Ten Network is not going to send their remote crews. Their play-by-play and color commentators and sideline reporters will go. You know, and I kind of look at the Big Ten area, and you ask yourself, okay, Minnesota, one reported case, Wisconsin, one, Illinois, six, Indiana, one. And Ohio, none. Iowa, none. Nebraska, 14. Michigan, none. Pennsylvania, home of Penn State in the Big Ten, four. Maryland, I think, was sitting on 14 at last report, and you have Rutgers in Jersey, which I think the number was four in Jersey at last report. And then New York's declared a state of emergency. I think politics and why this is going after sports, politics in the corporate world, that everybody would rather be safe and react as strong as they can prior to, because they're worried about this. Okay, you have the most cases concentrated in America out in the state of Washington, right? 108 plus. So Spokane would be a site for the NCAA tournament. And a college sends a team and the pep band and cheerleaders and school officials, and they all go out there. And God forbid that any of those players, coaches, band members, support personnel, cheerleaders, if any of them got sick from the coronavirus or, and again, God forbid, died because of it, that school is going to be hit with a ton of lawsuits, and people will scream for years, why did you send them? That's the side of this that I see, that the NBA doesn't want to be the ones that said, oh, we're going to keep the spectators coming in. And then all of a sudden there's a major outbreak, that this coronavirus goes crazy in America. And 800 people at a, and again, it's hypothetical, 800 people at a Nets-Wizards game a month later all died. And the NBA had the chance to play that game without spectators, and they allowed the people in. That's the fear factor that's out there with sports. But I step back and go, all right, schools, workplaces, you know, high-rises with 58 floors of employees, all the elevators, the bathrooms being used, the restaurants on the bottom or top floor, the parking garages. I know sports is sexy in terms of the clicks and the hits and the headlines and the conversation right here on the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio. I get it. But to me, if we're getting to this point that we can't even allow spectators, Johns Hopkins, a renowned medical name, that we can't allow spectators in that arena. D3, it's not going to be 50,000 people. I don't know the exact attendance numbers for Johns Hopkins or any of the Yeshiva University or Worcester Poly. Then why didn't you close school if you're that concerned? So what's the ability for universities, which go back and forth, and a lot of people at a lot of universities hate athletics. And I'm talking about administration, faculty. They despise athletes. They think they're pampered. They're taken care of more than the regular student. So you have that political side of this. You have the both sides of the aisle in America. You have the media just loving anything coronavirus. And I'm not being a hypocrite because I'm talking about the sports stories that I've looked at today. I'm talking today. NBA talking about empty arenas. LeBron James, I ain't playing in an empty arena. NCAA looking at possibly condensing NCAA venues for the men's and women's tournament. NHL, NBA looking at possibly no media allowed in locker rooms. This is real. But nobody has canceled any high school events that I've read. And again, I've been scouring this for a couple of hours. LeBron gets headlines, clicks, and hits. NCAA tournament is one of the biggest sports entities in the world. It is. Olympics, FIFA, Super Bowl, NFL, I get that, but it's top 10 sporting events in the world. And everybody's about their clicks and hits to make a buck. There is a legitimate concern over the coronavirus. I will not doubt that. But to me, this seems ultra-centered on sports. And it began, this conversation, if you think about it, 10 days ago or so, in regards to the Tokyo Olympics, and the IOC has maintained that the games will go on. They are holding their ground. In Japan, when you look at the updated stats, 1,116 cases and 12 people have died. And when you look at their rate right now, it's slowing down in terms of the numbers. So I step back here because I have concern as a father, as a human being, and I have compassion. When I go down this list, whether it's 80,000 plus in mainland China, or it's a 417 cases and the 19 people who have died, and most of those cases are connected to a cruise ship where the coronavirus is spread, just like norovirus, and they've had other viruses. You get on a cruise ship, the incubation. Again, I talk about this. Has anybody shut down cruise ships? Everywhere. No, but we're going to go after sports. We're not shutting down schools. We're not shutting down high-rises. We're not shutting down businesses. Few conventions have postponed their events. But the headlines, the stories that are getting conversation, seem to be centered on sports. So I want your feedback here on the coronavirus, on the NCAA tournament, having no fans at Johns Hopkins, to the possibility of condensing venues, to LeBron James and possible empty arenas in the NBA. You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com easy. Huge conversation to begin this show is around the coronavirus in sports. The disease is growing in America, not at alarming rates. It's not everywhere, but sports is getting in front of this in this country. I mentioned in Italy that they're going to continue playing their sports, but the Italian government said for a month their sports will be played with no spectators. NBA memo telling the NBA to get ready for no spectators, the possibility of that, temperature checks on players, officials, coaches, refs. We don't know where this is going. Johns Hopkins, D3 basketball tournament, no spectators. But the school didn't close. I still don't get that. I really don't. And if you're the NBA, I'm just going to ask you this. Is it more important not to have spectators or protect the health of your players and not play the games? Why would you play the games in empty arenas and risk the health of your superstar players? There's so much here when I look at this growing sentiment in sports in the NCAA, looking at condensing venues, where I'm like, well, wait a minute. Just cancel the tournament. You know why? You know why they're going to play with empty seats? You know why they're not going to cancel the Olympics or they're not going to cancel the NCAA? And we got medical panels and we have CDC and everything telling us nonstop, and rightfully so we can be prepared, because it's about their damn TV contracts and the billions out there. Billions for the NCAA tournament, billions for NBA deals, and billions for the Olympics. So if you're going to say don't play the game, even Italy, right, with their Serie A league, which is top shelf, Juventus, AC Milan, some of the best teams in the world, you're still going to play your games because of your TV deals. I think there's a lot of hypocrisy right now in these medical alerts. That's my opinion. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Chris in Canada. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, let me tell you, I just tuned in and caught you about a week or so ago for the first time. And I guess because things have changed around, but really enjoy your show. I love the fact that you just don't talk about sports. You talk about that stuff that's related to sports. But as far as John Hopkins go, I think it's overblown. I think this really is. I mean, John Hopkins has more doctors than Carter has little liver pills. I mean, We take it seriously up in Canada too, the COVID-19. But I just think that sports is taking a beating, and so are entertainment venues. I mean, why don't they just shut down all the supermarkets then? I mean,
what about schools? What about, you know, why, if the university is so concerned about spectators, why didn't they shut down the university for the weekend?
I don't get it. I just don't. I mean, there's more people in the classrooms than there are in the small venues that those guys will play a D5 or D3 game in.
Oh, you don't think in a political presidential year, and Chris, thanks for the call in Canada, and I'm talking about in America, that empty stadiums, that the look, the politics, that, oh my God, if you don't get in front of this, and God forbid that it became a pandemic/epidemic, the way that would become a political hot potato, which it already is. That's why sports is under, because sports gets headlines. Closing schools, a lot of people wouldn't talk about that. Might be an online story, a story in your local paper for those that still read the newspaper. I think there are better. Why are you shutting down mass transit? Why are you telling people not to fly? I get business. I get vacations. I understand that. But if you're going to sound the alarm, the coronavirus alarm on arenas, on sports, on March Madness, on the NBA, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it if you have medical cause to do it. But you're Johns Hopkins, and the NCAA is going to have a medical panel in the D3 tournament, and you have a school that's as good medically as anywhere in the world, and they're going to stay open. Subways. The fear factor seems to be centered around sports, music events, Coachella out in Palm Springs, which I've been to. It's unbelievable. They're 6 weeks out, and they're debating what they're going to do. A lot of people are watching this. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch it. I'm not saying you shouldn't be cautious. I have 5 children, okay? But I talked about this last week, and I listened, whether it's Chris in Canada or all the great callers we'll have tonight. We had a lot of medical professionals. I get being cautious, but man, I smell a lot of politics in this. I smell a lot of people concerned about their money and not the true safety of everybody in their professional sports league or event. That's what I smell. And that's why we're discussing it on a sports show, because Sports Illustrated's headline, coronavirus outbreak could prompt alarming ripple effect across sports. The outbreak? In America right now? 400-something cases, and most are off people on a cruise ship. I'm not in. 19 people die, one is too much. Please understand where I'm coming from. What I'm trying to digest, that cancellations and other measures that have already started in the United States seem to be geared towards sports. And I know you're going to tell me about the mass gatherings. Look at schools. Look at mass transit. Look at air travel, train travel. Go down the list and add up those numbers every single day in America. You want to slow down any rampant pandemic / epidemic? The political side of this is frightening. Not as scary as the disease itself with an unknown end. But man, I have a laundry list that goes in front of sports. I really do. And I have no issue. If you look at America and you want to, they're quarantining people off that cruise ship and others. If you want to move the NCAA tournament and you don't want to take it into spots that have high cases of the coronavirus, I'm all for that. You have a lot of states in America right now where there are no reported cases. Michigan, there's a lot of venues you could host. NCAA first, second round, Sweet 16, Final Four. Ohio has no reported cases. Iowa. I mean, I'm going down the list. Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. I'm just making a point here. I'm on the safe side. So to the audience, I do want to get your feedback on where you stand. What's your huge opinions across the U.S. and Canada? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's get to that update. We're running a little late. Standing by live, the one and only Pete McCarthy. We are back live across North America on the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, big name guest. We also have Boccioni and Essig. They're back at CBS Sports Radio. McCarthy, I have another update. I was just looking at a story. Pardon my pause. The coronavirus prompts cancellation of the Women's Hockey World Championship in Canada. Just fears of everybody traveling in from foreign countries. There was a tweet that I'll get to in a moment where they were talking about the concerns over air travel. And again, why, if this has the chance to spread across America and kill people, then why wouldn't you shut down international travel into the U.S.? Because you hear sports teams, and look at the women hockey worlds. You know, U.S. and Canada are two of the favorites. You're worried about people coming in. Well, then you shut down international flights into your country. And out. It's a no-brainer. And I was reading in the same story about the women's hockey worlds being canceled that the NHL... Gary Bettman said Wednesday at the close of the annual GM meetings in Florida that he's ordered a halt to all business-related travel outside North America for league employees. Okay, then why wouldn't you shut down all travel into the country and out of it until you got your arms, and it could happen in Canada and the U.S.? until you got your arms around what's going on. You know, people are like, oh, you can't shut down the airlines. No way. Well, you can't drive. And I get people have global business. But if this is such a ultra concern, and rightfully so in some areas, then why you just could have tell everybody at a sporting event and out in San Francisco, the politicians are calling for games to be postponed or canceled. Schools are in the Bay Area. Some are shutting down. I see a lot of things that can be done in unison with limiting big crowds at sporting events that's not happening. But I'm telling you, and you can Google everything. Concerts, sporting events seem to be front and center. And it started with the talk of the Tokyo Olympics being canceled. It really did. You know, the NHL has issued a memo, did it yesterday, urging players to limit contact with fans. The move followed a similar directive the NBA did. We talked about that last week. Told its players to stop high-fiving fans and strangers and avoid taking items for autographs. No fans will be allowed in Italy for their sporting events for at least the next month. People keep talking about the travel. They list countries where you shouldn't travel to, the CDC does. I just think it's not just about sports, man. If we're going to be proactive, if the coronavirus has the ability to take over this country, it's not just about sports. That's my opinion. So if you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Because the Olympics will, you know, the John Hopkins, well, Chicago State started it when they, earlier this week, canceled basketball games out west, I think, in Seattle, and was it Utah Valley or some other western destination. And their men's and women's program canceled their final two games. And I watched that and I said, okay, there's going to be a big domino effect when it comes to this coronavirus in sports. And this conversation really started when Dick Pound and the IOC and talking about the Tokyo Olympics. Because if the Olympics are canceled, the Olympics, I think you'll see sports be shut down across the board. And a lot of you will ask why. If it's not in every state, if it's not a massive outbreak in America, why would they do it? Corporate world. Stock markets, you've seen the coronavirus and the ups and downs of the stock markets, and you look at the sports world, and you're Bettman, and if you send your employees into an area with known coronavirus cases, and one of your employees contracts it and dies, you become liable. It goes back to what I said last hour, or actually at the beginning of this hour. Almost an hour ago. This is about money. You're going to play with no fans because you want TV coverage, commercials, signs in the stadium still are seen, can be zoomed in on by the cameras. You're not going to shut down the airline industry for a month. You're not going to shut down train travel or mass transit in New York or Chicago or Los Angeles. It's not going to happen. D.C., Baltimore, bigger cities in this country. Chicago. but we're going to possibly say nobody can go to sporting events, but in cities of 10, 13 million, just go ahead and ride the train, the subway, airport terminals just loaded with thousands of passengers. See, that's a hypocrisy here, what I discussed at the start of this hour in the world of sports under attack here. And it seems we should be, okay, once there's a reported case in a school, that school is done until they figure it out. And the school is completely cleansed, sterilized, whatever. I'm for that. If you're getting outbreaks from an arena because people went to a game, yeah, you have to shut it down. I don't want to see games without fans. I don't. Like LeBron said that he's not going to play. I don't want to see games without fans. I think you're sending the wrong message. If you're concerned. So Johns Hopkins University, world-renowned medical name. You're still going to allow the NCAA D3 tournament to take place, but you're going to post a sign with red letters that says no spectators. You're not going to shut down your school. You're not going to do any of that. But you're going to let the D3 tournament continue. That's a wrong message. I'm with LeBron. If there's no fans, don't play the games. And I'm fine with that. But I will say that you have to gauge what is overreaction, what is political, and what really should be done beyond sports in America if we're looking at a coronavirus outbreak of epic proportions. Callers, I promise I'll get to your opinions. It was a fast and busy first hour. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. And at Saturday Huge on Twitter.